BFBS.
Your stories. Mount Pleasant, the Falklands.
During a recent visit to the South Atlantic, the CEO of NAFI, Reg Curtis, explained to me how the company is doing in today's very difficult financial climate.
Well, we had our troubles, and I won't deny that. And certainly in the middle of the last decade, we almost ran into the point of bankruptcy. So it's a very serious issue for NAFI. And I think coupled with that, we were culturally in the wrong place. We had got complacent, we got arrogant. You know, we had a monopoly position in a lot of places, and we'd taken advantage of that. But that's no longer the case. We have to compete for our businesses that we're in and that we've earned. And as a result, I think our culture's changed, our attitude's changed. You know, we're much more customer focused. And our strategy, really, really simply coming out of that difficult period, was to become a customer focused, sustainable business. From a financial perspective, it's paying dividends because our cash flows and our cash surpluses are much better than they were before. We're not in any financial difficulty anymore. The great thing about NAFI compared to anybody else is that we have no shareholders. We don't have overseas investors that are demanding large sums of money from us. Everything that we can make in terms of a surplus, we reinvest back in our business in terms of cheaper prices or better facilities. And I think you can see a great example of that here in the Falkland Islands in terms of what we've done with the facilities we've got here, which I think are top notch.
Was the loss of the gig in Cyprus part of that lesson?
Yeah, I think it was. And I think that was a great example of where we got to with our culture. I come back to, we're trying to reinvent ourselves back to the very heritage that we came from, which is about serving the services.
NAFI CEO Reg Curtis. This is Glenn Mansell in the Falkland Islands.
Your stories.
BFBS.